You're back with Annie on Showreel. And on the line, we've got Mick McIntyre and Kate Cleric. Is that how you say your name, Kate?
Claire.
Ah, that's easy. I've actually spoken to you before, Kate, because I remember talking to you about a fantastic film called Kangaroo, which was an extraordinary film that your film house made.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're in the business of making documentaries, and we're talking today about a six-part documentary series exploring eating plants. And I watched the Australian episode because it visits six different locations around the world, and it's talking about veganism, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's talking about the rise. I mean, we were so kind of, we were watching the rise in veganism on the supermarket shelves. I don't know if you've been down Coles or Woolworths
lately.
And just growing and growing. So we were like, wow, this trend is really big. And we, you know, did the research, and I think for the last 4 or 5 years, it's been one of the biggest culinary food trends in the world. We were like, yeah, we definitely need a series on this. And people just, I think people are just really interested to know, what's it about? What can I do? What are the benefits? What can I actually cook?
Yeah, yeah. That it's not about crazy people who are pointing a finger at meat eaters saying that you're unsavory types and you're taking the world out by eating meat. But in actual fact, you actually go and talk to different people and ask them about how and why they became vegans and how it doesn't make them into insipid beings.
That's right. That's right. In fact, we've interviewed doctors in quite a few of the countries for different reasons. And I mean, one of the main things is that how much research is going into and what they're finding about how a plant-based diet can really improve your health and is actually at the forefront of preventative medicine for the three main diseases in Australia, being heart disease, diabetes and cancer. So, in fact, you know, quite the opposite. It seems to be, you know, a real preventative medicine. Eating, you know, you are what you eat.
Well, Mick, I'll bring you in. You're the cinematographer, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
So tell us about the process of coming up with a series that actually takes us across the world, as well as about a subject which some people are completely in love with and other people need to be understand, you know, that. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, it's a challenge. And we sort of approached it a bit like a military operation because we just, for some reason, we decided to travel to six different countries, including Australia, which, of course, is a challenge in itself. And then we had to figure out who we wanted to talk to and who we wanted to interview and who we wanted to film. But really, the research, as Kate said, because it's such a fast-growing trend, the research wasn't that difficult. You only had to Google it and you found, you know, volumes and volumes of information about this new way of eating. So the challenge was to logistically to get there, but also to decide who to put in and who to leave out, because it's such a growing space. But we were determined to try and capture the culture in each of those countries. So we used a local host, a local identity, to host that episode, and that local host takes us around to meet the players, if you like, in this field. And we're also determined to get to cook some of the food and show how that food's cooked. So, yeah, we really wanted it to be educational and entertaining, as you know, that was our main goal.
Did you start off with the principle when you're script writing and searching out people to answer the questions that non-believers pose? So, for example, in the Australian section, you do some great things. I mean, you actually take people to a vegan pie shop. And the other one I rather liked was the Zoom meeting where the person was being taught how to make a cake. I thought that was a really cute idea.
Well, the filming with Zoom, that was a pandemic-induced necessity, because we couldn't leave the country to film that particular segment. But look, it really, yeah, we wanted to educate and inform people. I think that's what we set out to do, and so that meant, you know, really taking on a beginner's mind, if you like, and being a student to this. Because I tell you, Kate and I learned a lot ourselves. So we figured if we're learning a lot, then the viewer's going to learn a lot too. So, yeah.
So you didn't start off as vegans, but you probably are now.
Well, it's certainly changed our cooking and our eating for sure. I mean, as I explained, we had a chef in each country cook a dish, and so there are six amazing new recipes that people can learn by watching the series, and we can vouch they're delicious.
Yeah, well, they look delicious. So that's one of the thematically, you decided to have a presenter who then took you to various people to speak about it. You obviously had a segment about health. You obviously had you made a decision to have a chef produce an item for people to actually eat. So, there was a structure going on in these each episode, right?
I think it's a lovely thing to, as a travelogue, I think it's really lovely, and we certainly enjoyed being shown around because, you know, people can share with you what's happening in their community. But, you know, one of the main emphases is to really introduce people. There's so much sort of new happening in this space. Like, say in Tel Aviv, we talked to the chef about filming something that was traditional and local, but something that he had just, you know, veganized, as it were. And so he made a oyster, like a barbecued oyster mushroom shawarma. Uh-huh. And so taking the sort of traditional shawarma, but then really this, oh, man, that was like the best food. Not only do they have, of course, brilliant like tahinis and hummuses and pickled food and just that Mediterranean diet, but then this marinated grilled oyster mushroom as a sort of replacement kind of meat, as it were, was so delicious. So, yeah, we wanted to kind of capture a little bit of each country too, so... In America, they make mac cheese, and in England, they make pancakes. So it was sort of like a little bit of us culturally sort of guiding, I guess, from an Australian perspective, what we thought people would be interested in.
Well, it's funny, you know, that people would probably be surprised that Lord of the Fries is actually vegan.
Yeah, it's true. Hey? Like, yeah, I mean, there's so much good food in there, and... yeah, there's hot dogs and chicken burgers and...
Well, it's funny, I went to I was at a demonstration in the city, and it had blocked off Flinders Street, and I went over to the Lord of the Flies outlet because I was really hungry, and they were so positive about the demonstration, I thought, oh, these people's politics are so good. But I didn't know they were vegans.
Right, yeah. So Amanda Walker, who's one of the co-founders of that Melbourne person, she's just done a great job. She was really excited about making food that people can try and, you know, comfort food, really, that we love, like, you know, fries and burgers and, you know, hot dogs and all the things you sort of, you know, people are like, I'm not giving up that. And actually,
yeah,
you get this most amazing array of options to choose from.
Because we're coming to the end of the program, I better get you to tell my listeners about Sunday, May the 1st at the Lido Cinemas in Hawthorne.
Yeah, so we're having even though it's a TV series, we love the cinema. So we're having a special binge watch at the Lido Cinema on Sunday afternoon starting at 5 o'clock, and we're going to be there doing a Q&A. So yeah, there'll be six episodes all at once with a Q&A. So it'll be a bit of fun, and you know, it's lovely to see it on the big screen as well.
Oh yeah, and also people can catch it on SBS, can't they?
That's right. It's playing on SBS as well as you said, the Friday night at 8 o'clock is the Australian episode, and then of course SBS on demand. And also they can watch it through our channel, which is eatingplants.tv.
Great. Thanks very much for talking to me, you two.
Thanks for having
me. Nice to see you again.
Bye.